Hello, I'm Kimberly Dondo, Digital Content Manager, and welcome to In Conversation With, the podcast series that delves into the world of financial services and brings you face to face with some of the most notable figures in the industry. Listen as we discuss topics that are currently facing the industry and hear from visionary CEOs to disruptive innovators as we bring you a diverse array of voices and perspectives. We'll explore the challenges they faced, the lessons they've learned, and the insights they have to share about the ever-evolving landscape of financial services. Hello and welcome to In Conversation With. I'm Kimberly Dondo, and in today's episode, I'm joined by Nick Henshaw, Head of Intermediary Distribution at Wesleyan. Thank you for joining me today, Nick.
Hi, Kimberly. Nice to see you. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. So could you give us a bit of an introduction into yourself and how you got started in financial services?
Yes, a long time ago, in the 1980s, I joined the then popular general accident life. So, mm-hmm. So some people listening to this will remember that firm, and I've been intermediary sales for the majority of my time in different firms. Mm-hmm. So that includes life companies, investment businesses, and platforms. Mm-hmm. And now find myself at Wesleyan. And running the intermediary distribution team.
Okay, fantastic. So getting started, I wanted to ask, how have you observed the shift in clients' investment strategies over the last 12 months, particularly in terms of increased cash allocations?
Yeah, it's been an interesting time. It's been a great time for the banks and building societies who offer cash savings and cash ISAs, because mm-hmm. the inflow of client money into those areas has been unprecedented. After quite a long time of having low interest rates and low inflation, to now have increasing interest rates and increasing mm-hmm. inflation, albeit that's been in the last couple of years, to have those rates starting to come down now is starting to change the picture. Mm-hmm. But definitely, if we're thinking about clients and their advisors, the advisors have definitely seen clients concerned or worried about putting money into markets over the last couple of years. So new money quite often goes into a safe haven, mm-hmm. Especially when returns have improved so much. Mm-hmm. I think existing investments mm-hmm. and existing plans in place with their advisors, I think those have been largely kept intact. There's been some movement in that area as well, Kimberly. So there has been a movement towards paying down debt as interest rates increase, and this cost of living crisis we've all been through has caused people to look after their families. Sometimes it's parents looking after the bank of mum and dad, looking after their children and making sure that they're okay with some of the mortgage debt and helping them with their repayments. So there's mm-hmm. there's been a lot of change. The investment strategies themselves, the way that clients' portfolios and plans are worked out, quite often they're very long term. So there's hasn't necessarily been a big change from an advisor's perspective. Mm-hmm. And they're working with their clients in long-term planning situations.
Right. And in the current financial landscape, with fluctuating interest rates, as you mentioned earlier, how crucial is it for advisors to guide clients in adjusting their investment strategies?
I think those changes, so the change of yield. So there's different parts to this where interest rates and inflation have changed. So also fixed interest yields have increased as well. So there's mm-hmm. been a real shift in the dynamics around planning. Those increases in fixed interest yields have meant that there's been some really tough times over the last 4 or 5 years for investors who are cautious or defensive in right. nature and who have had large parts of their portfolio in those areas. And some of those dynamics have shifted portfolios, has made it necessary for advisors to revisit clients who are in those positions, because they back up those portfolios, back up long-term plans, and mm-hmm. they're risk adjusted for the clients, and those clients then are in a position where they do need to rethink, and guided by a very professional advisor community that we have, mm-hmm. those clients then do adjust. Their investments are adjusted, their advisors do it on their behalf, mm-hmm. along with possibly some professional investment advisors as well. So they use discretionary fund managers and different fund managers to run their portfolios from time to time. Lots of different advice firms run it differently. So there's a real landscape. But overall, high level, there has been definitely a shift within portfolios, taking mm-hmm. into account these changes.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen that you have you emphasize the need to help clients re-engage with other asset classes. So what are some effective approaches advisors can take in achieving this?
Yeah, I think those clients who have sold. So sometimes you'll have insistent clients, and it is their money. So mm-hmm. advisors are likely, although there's a plan in place which relies on longer term investment returns. Mm-hmm. Every now and again, something can come along that upsets that balance, and clients can get worried and take. Take risk off the table, and the returns have been so good that there's a fair few of them have done that, and new money is sat in cash. But having made that decision, so I think the part of your question, Kimberly, thank you, is to do with when they've moved their money into cash and become accustomed to it.
Yeah.
And if their longer term plan is reliant on real returns from real assets inside portfolios, how do we get them back into those longer term investment positions, and it is where professional advisors come into play, and they really earn their place in the planning process, because mm-hmm. they're the guides and they're the people who will help clients come to terms with risk again. Mm-hmm. And to then bring them into those real assets that will hold them in good stead for the future.
Right.
So it's very much that re-engagement, and how you re-engage then from very little risk, other than that you're not keeping up with inflation, which is a bit of a risk in itself.
Yeah, I can see how clients could get comfortable and just not want to move, but it is in their best interest to do so. So you also mentioned the use of platforms to manage balanced portfolios. Could you delve into how these platforms aid advisors in supporting their clients through strategy adjustments?
Yeah, although I'm clearly not working for a platform myself, mm-hmm. the benefits for advisors of working with platforms is that combination of choice and technology. Mm-hmm. So they're able through some of the technological improvements that have happened over the last 10, 15 years to really be able to engage with external investment advisors and run portfolios for clients on a scale that wasn't previously possible. So those would be model portfolio sort of technology that then can be set to a specific client's aptitude to accept risk. So mm-hmm. from that perspective, you do have model portfolios and multi-asset funds, but a very wide choice of them. So that what the platform world has enabled is for a great deal of choice. The functionality of the platform technology as well. It gives some real opportunity through managing tax wrappers and where you take your income from to help you plan for clients, and being able then to look at risk and reward on behalf of clients from such a wide choice really has been a game changer. And for a lot of firms, the platform has become their number one choice of how to manage their clients' assets.
Yeah, and I can see that continuing and probably evolving. But I wondered if you could elaborate on the role of on-platform with-profits funds in providing a safe middle ground for risk-averse clients looking to diversify away from cash holdings.
Yeah, I think there's certainly been a development in the marketplace for life and pensions style funds that that have a smoothed unit price. There's been some real developments in that area. I'm pleased to say that Wesleyan has developed a smoothing mechanism that does fit on platform like any other asset that you might buy on independent platforms actually. So how does that help in this regard? With one of the major things that the smoothing mechanism enables is that low volatility in short term assets. So for the white noise that gets created around markets booming and busting, so that pain that clients can feel when they see that their value has changed significantly in a short period of time, that area is something that can upset financial plans for clients. Yeah. And we try and avoid it by having diversified portfolios, which is great portfolio theory. So with profit funds on platform is a relatively new situation. There are a number of different smoothed life and pensions funds that appear on different platforms now. Pleased to say that Wesleyan appears on two independent platforms currently. But the main use of those platforms in this regard of people moving from cash back into real assets is the reduced volatility created by the smoothing mechanism. So what that helps is if you're going to move from almost a zero volatility investment into one where the price doesn't move that much, then you'll feel more confident about re-engaging with those real asset classes. So that what we're trying to achieve is an asset that sits alongside others but has low vol. In the longer term, it will return the underlying investment performance of the assets it's invested in, but all the time it will smooth the journey. And that's really a key, very simple operational view of what these sorts of funds are designed to do.
Right. And in light of today's economic uncertainties, how important is it for advisors to stay informed about new investment opportunities and tools that can benefit their clients?
I think Kimberly, the advisor community are an extremely professional, knowledgeable, and well-informed section of the professions in my view. It's imperative for them that they're right on top of new developments and new opportunities for helping their clients plan for the future. So I think it's something that they're really, really good at, and they're very educated, knowledgeable people. So when they're looking for something new to help them, and they find something that really helps their clients, that they research in depth. And then once they're satisfied and they're happy with how a fund or a new proposition works, then they'll use that to the benefit of their clients. And it's a really refreshing part of the industry and the advice marketplace and how it works.
Yeah. And I'm not sure if you've observed any, but what challenges do you see commonly coming up with helping clients transition from a predominantly cash focused strategy to a more diversified portfolio? And how can these challenges be addressed?
Yeah, that's a good one. the challenge really is in the views of the clients. So it's their fear of fluctuating values in their portfolios and in their money. Mm-hmm. So they'll be having conversations with their advisors, and this is another area where good advisors come into their own. Their knowledge and their experience allows them to talk to clients about the amount of risk that they're willing to take and how much they can handle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they want to have a real investment return and build real wealth, then there is an element of risk that they need to take. How the advisor and client manage that between them. That's where they'll look for different tools and different methods of investing that help. It may be that they come back into markets gradually. So keep money in cash and bring it gradually through to the marketplace. It may be that some bolder clients are more willing to go all invested, but in lower risk portfolios. And then this modern technology that we were talking about with platforms will allow them to move between investment strategies easily if they want to come up the risk scale as they get more comfortable and as they become a bit more emboldened and can start to handle that risk. Clearly, there's another aspect of that, which is if you've got something that has controlled volatility, then that could be a part of those strategies or a strategy on its own. So there are those tools available to aid the conversation and that return to a more risk aware and reward aware.
Yeah,
scenario.
Risk and reward, as they always say. But I also wondered, I've seen a lot of conversation around equities and how people need to start re-engaging with equities. But obviously, we've been talking about those clients that are a bit more risk averse and they've become more comfortable in those low risk profile of increased cash allocations. So how do you think advisors can have that conversation where they help their clients get re-engaged with equities?
Yeah, well the advisor community, which we keep talking, which we keep mentioning, their level of knowledge and their relationships with their clients really allows them to get to know and to get really close to those clients, and they'll understand their each client's individual attitude to risk and their ability to deal with risk, as well as the need for the reward side of that scenario. So really it's in the hands of genuinely top quality professional advisors that have those relationships. They're worth a great deal, especially at times like this, for their clients, because they really do. This is where they step in and make a big difference to the community or the UK as a whole. You know, that relationship with a highly qualified advice firm is really imperative. And that will allow the coaching that needs to happen in order to get people comfortable with the risk they need in order to generate the reward to deliver the plans that they'll develop with their advisor.
Yeah. And do you see kind of more engagement with equities in the upcoming year?
I think as those two elements calm down, so if interest rates do fall as they're mm-hmm. predicted to do, and those returns start to fall away along with inflation, then they will impact other asset classes. So falling interest rates will benefit fixed interest investments, mm-hmm. equities themselves. You know, that's where you'll get your long term real returns. History tells us that it has ever been thus, that you do need to engage with the real economy in order mm-hmm. to get those levels of growth over long term compounding, all of those really basic parts of investing and reward for that risk that you take. Keeping that risk under control has always been part of portfolio planning. Mm-hmm. So I think that will feed into those conversations with equities. So it's a balance.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I guess it's all cyclical. They say everything in nature and life, investments, mm-hmm. it's all cyclical. Yeah. So it makes sense. So finally, I wondered if you could share any success stories that you've seen or best practices where clients have been guided through the process of adjusting their investment strategies in response to changing market conditions.
Yeah, I think we've probably already touched on a few of these already. And mm-hmm. it really is something that advisors do all the time. Mm-hmm. So I've seen in recent times that advice firms who are generally moving up and down the risk scale with clients where they reduce risk, say going from a portfolio that might be a risk rating of 5 down to a 4 or a 3 in order to take some of the volatility out of the portfolio and out of the client's plan. Mm-hmm. We've also seen money flow into some ever popular smoothed funds as a result of changing attitude to risk from clients mm-hmm. and advisors taking appropriate action. I've also seen in recent times where cash is retained for half of a client's investment and the other half is then used in a low risk environment, be that mm-hmm. smoothed or be that a low risk portfolio. And mm-hmm. then as confidence returns and as investment returns improve, then more money gets moved across, again facilitated by some great technology as the platforms have improved over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say those were the obvious recent ones, Kimberly.
Yeah, and those all sound great, and it'll be interesting to see where we fall towards the end of the year. But I wondered, Nick, if there was anything else that you wanted to add as we start to wrap up our podcast today.
The big thing that's happened in recent years is this ever increasing professional advisor world that we live in. The advisors in the UK have done lots and lots and lots of work, getting extra qualifications, running academies to bring new blood into this area. Mm-hmm. And the standards of advice now are so high. That these scenarios where clients need advice, whether they're getting some life coaching from their planners, whether they're getting investment advice, whether it's all to do with how you take income in a tax efficient way from different sorts of tax wrappers, mm-hmm. I think there's a real job to be done to really heighten the knowledge of what exactly the advisor community in the UK do, because yeah. they care tremendously about their clients and the work that they do now on behalf of them and the difference they make to people's lives. It kind of really needs to have its profile raised.
For sure. We're trying to do our best over here. But also, I'm glad that you appreciate that as well. But yeah, thank you so much for speaking with me today, Nick. It was a really enlightening conversation.
Thank you, Kimberly. It's good to meet you.
Thank you for listening to In Conversation With. We do hope that you enjoyed it. Please do keep up to date with all our new releases via Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere else you get your podcasts from. You can also keep up to date with all our new content published on the Money Marketing website, as well as our print edition Money Marketing magazine. So make sure to subscribe. Follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. See you next time.